If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come on, it's not too early in the morning to get fired up, right? It's 10 o'clock. I mean, wake up. Hello, Atlanta. Wake up. I know you're tired and, I don't know, maybe hungover because you didn't leave the ballpark till like 1:30 in the morning or something. By the way, for all of you that sat through 3 hours plus of a rain delay and then 3 more hours of that last night, if you were there for the actual final out, God love you. God bless you. Unless you're one of them people that are like from LA or you just randomly adopted the Dodgers because you're just that kind of I don't understand the randomly adopted thing, but okay. But you randomly adopted them. But if you're a Braves fan and you were there at the very bitter end of that thing, God love you. Gee, Merry Christmas. I was saying last night on my Twitter, I said, maybe they ought to just start recruiting Japan. Oh, God bless America. Well, welcome to it. 4 hours of you and I and Garrett Chapman, who is the technical director, the executive producer, the call screener, the board operator, and pretty much everything else. He's the one that does all the work. So when you're calling in, be kind to him. Me, I'm just sit behind a mic. Garrett, how are you, my friend?
I'm living life, man. I'm doing well. It's a good day.
Yeah. Hopefully we get, maybe the Braves can find a way to get one win in this.
I need one win. Just one. And that's what I'm asking. I had the show yesterday and I was sitting there just like, just one. We can't get swept. Just don't get swept.
Yeah, it's not pretty right now. The whole thing hasn't been pretty from the jump, right? Which, again, goes to I stand by. The results yesterday proved, again, that to me, and I'm just talking about myself here. By the way, for those of you who might be wandering through town or haven't heard 90-9 the game for some reason, my name is John Fricke, and I am live with you, and the way the show works for 4 hours is this is a traditional old school show. It's the show that I grew up with on this station. I used to listen to this station, WZGC, 92.9 The Game, was when I was in high school in DeKalb County, way, way, way back in the day, because my 50th reunion is coming up, which I will, by the way, for all of you at Lithonia, I'm not going. I'm not a reunion guy. Sorry. I'm not going. This was the hot rocker in town, the top 40 station. And then it became kind of the classic rock station after 96 Rock went to alt. And then it became Dave FM. And then now working on, 13 years ago, we switched over to 92.9 The Game. And Carl and I were here. And I think we're the only two left. That were, part of the kind of the original crew. That has nothing to do with nothing. But the old school talk show. So I started in 1979 at another radio station called WGST, and they did a sports show at night. And a guy named Dennis Dummler, who's a friend of mine, a lifelong friend of mine, eventually went to Channel 5, worked with him at CNN. Dennis did a show that was sports news and talk. And it was at that time, the only sports show in town in the late 70s. And it was on like 10 to midnight. It was like a 2-hour show. But he took calls, and so that's kind of what I grew up with. And that's the show when I got an opportunity to do my own show, just me. I said to Mike Connie, I'm doing an old school show. I'm just going to do a talk show where I'm going to, you know, you call in at 404-726-0929. Any topic is okay. We can disagree without being disagreeable. Don't yell into the phone and yell at me and yell at the audience. I'm not yelling at you. Don't yell at me. I had enough of that in my first marriage, right? And I don't need any more of that from you, okay? Just say it, okay? you disagree, that's fine. People disagree with me on Twitter, that's fine. I disagree with you. It's funny, though. People will disagree with me on Twitter, and they'll be indignant about it. No, you're wrong, this is it. And then I go back to them, and I go, no, I think you're wrong. And then they go, why are you being so mean? I'm not being mean. You disagree with me, and I disagree with you. Because, you know, you can never tell. See, that's the thing. Again, I'm balanced. Social media, right? I'm balanced. Just, I know it's over here, but just give me a second. You know, I used to have to try to figure out, is social media a good thing or a bad thing? Because there's a lot of good in social media. But I think I'm balanced. It's a bad thing. It's not good for society. I just came to that conclusion, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, I went, yeah, this is just not good. You know, on balance, I think it's bad. Because for no other reason, and there are a billion reasons, is that context matters, right? Context, clarity. I was talking to you yesterday about clarity, how critical clarity is in your life, you know, in every asset of your life. And for our discussions too, be clear. You know, I mean, you can disagree, just be clear that you disagree and why you disagree. That's all. Just be clear with us. That's why I have to ask some of the callers, what team do you root for? You know, at least some of you have gotten the concept here, and you'll call in when we're discussing something and say, you'll lead out. You know, I'm a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, but this is what I think. Oh, that's fine. By the way, I really appreciate that when you do, because now I understand where your perspective is coming from. Now, I may say that there's some things that you are probably, you can have an opinion on, but your opinion matters less. I hate to say that because you're not a fan of the team. So it's okay, you know, you worry about your own stuff. Let me worry about this. This is my club. But it is interesting to hear other fans' views of our teams. So I'm appreciative of that. I have a view of the Cowboys, for example, that maybe, I don't know, maybe Cowboys fans echo. The fact of the matter is the Cowboys have been a grossly, grossly, grossly underperforming franchise for a very long time. Which is odd to say because they are one of the top three or four dominant franchises in the history of the NFL. But they have so grossly underperformed. I think there's a stat out there that says something to the effect that the Dallas Cowboys, of all the teams, every team in the NFC, every single team in the NFC has been to the NFC title game since the Cowboys were last in the NFC title game. Yeah. Which is an astonishing thing to think about. Who's had the longest drought of NFC title games of anybody in the NFC? Dallas Cowboys. Wow. Yeah, I know, right? So anyway, every team, I mean, literally every team in the NFC has been to a title game except for the Dallas Cowboys, NFC title game. Yeah, okay. Which is amazing. So, all right, back over here. Yesterday kind of bared out some of the things I've been talking to you about. It just further entrenches me in my current positions. I always reserve the right to change my position. I always reserve the right to tell you that, hey, I was wrong. They came out of this. But as I sit here now, and again, this is all just knee-jerk reaction. It's where we're sitting right now at the moment. And so don't call me back up, you know, like, you know, Henry did yesterday going, I told you, Henry, you didn't. Yeah, you did. And right now at the moment, you're right. And that's fine. But I want you to call me back in September to see if you're right. Okay, that's all. Because I reserve the right to be wrong. And I hope, by the way, I hope I am wrong. I really do. But when it comes to two of the teams in town, I think they need coaching changes. Not at the end of the year, right now. I think it's time for Brian Snicker to seriously consider stepping aside. The Braves need some kind of jolt. And they have plenty of guys on that coaching staff. Perez, Weiss. You know, they have a lot of guys out there that could step in as an interim manager for the remainder of the year. They need a new voice in the locker room. I mean, it just, there's something amiss here. And Atlanta United, yeah. I said, you know, it was nice to see Miggy score that early goal yesterday. And I'm like, hey, they scored finally after like, I don't know, they hadn't scored in like 19 games or something. And it was like, oh my God, they got a goal. And but whatever, then they not only end up, you know, forfeiting that, but they just played the rest of the game. And we're getting kind of worked over the field. They're lucky they didn't lose that game. They're fortunate they got a point out of that thing. And the message from Ronnie Dyla is just there's a disconnect here, okay? And the way I put it to you is it seemed like a good idea for you when you met that real hot chick, you know, in the bar or at work or wherever, and you started going out with her, and it seemed like at first it was going to be really fun because this was really attractive to you. And then after a while you went, okay, this is not connecting. And then it continues to keep expecting it to connect, and but you just have to reach a point where you go, okay, you're sitting down and say, okay, you call her up and say, can I meet you for a drink? And then just go, you know, I think this is over. You know, I mean, I'm good looking, you're good looking, this should work, you know, we have the same interests and all that, but it just, for whatever reason, it just doesn't. And you can't put your finger on it, except whatever reason, Ronnie Dyla's message does not sink through to this team. This team does not play in sync with whatever he wants to do. And if he's not willing to change to go figure out what this team is and play to that strength, then there's no reason for him to be here, okay? There just isn't. And I don't see any reason to wait. I think we've had enough, you know. Now, obviously, it hurts for anybody to admit they made a mistake, but I just think that this is a bad marriage. That's all. I could be proven wrong. They could turn around, win 15 straight games, start beating everybody 4-0, and everything clicks for them, and it was just a matter of them clicking, and that may be the case, okay? That may be the case. Do you see that? Because I don't. So there's those two things here. Also yesterday, if you saw the Derby, Garrett, I trust you you watched the Derby, because everybody does, right? I mean, you watched it, right?
I had it on. I had my show at the same time.
Okay.
So I was following it as best I could.
Yeah, and then, of course, journalism was the favorite and didn't win, so it turns out journalism is fake news.
Zing.
So, yeah. But it wasn't, hey, those two horses, I hope they meet up again in the Preakness, you know, journalism, sovereignty, and go head-to-head in the Preakness and in the Belmont. But muddy track and all, it's not really a horse race. It's a stampede. The amount of, I knew, and we all knew, right? The amount of mud all over those horses and those jockeys. Like, wow. I have to admit, I was rooting for Sandman because Metallica and all that. But, hey, listen, didn't happen. And so congratulations to Sovereignty for winning the Derby. If you've never been, I told you yesterday, I have my top 10 venues that I've been to across the country in my life. And if you've never been to those top 10 venues, you need to make a point of it, because I'm telling you true how great all those venues are. Augusta National being number one. And by the way, even if you're not a golf fan, I mean, number one by a mile. Okay. There's nothing even remotely close as a venue, as a sporting venue in the United States to Augusta National. I mean, it's that great. Okay. It's just that great. It's here, and then numbers 2 through 10 are kind of in a bunch, and you have to kind of go down there to get them. And we're including some of the great things, including Churchill Downs, which is a fabulous venue, and the Derby's so much fun. Yeah, it's packed beyond belief, but you got to go. It's a great boys' trip, unless of course you hate betting and gambling, and you know. Well, I assume, I haven't been in 20 years now, there's still half-naked women running around. I mean, unless you hate that kind of stuff. Drinking, you're not a drinker, okay? You probably shouldn't go. Okay? What do you mean half-naked women? If you've been there, you know, okay? If you know, you know. Okay? Really? Yes, really? So today is Star Wars Day. Are you a big Star Wars guy, Garrett Chapman? May the 4th be with you and all that kind of stuff?
Huge Star Wars guy. Love Star Wars.
So, you see, I'm a Star Trek guy. And there's no Star Trek Day. And
well, there's
Star
a
Trek
for that.
Why is that?
It's not Star Wars.
Well, no, it's not Star Wars. You're correct. It's better.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Star Trek guy. Star Trek over Star Wars. So, but you're either Trekkie or you're a Star Wars. Are you a Warsy? Well, what the hell are you? But anyway, so I love both, by the way. I do. I don't know. These Star Wars fans kind of getting in my grill here, but I was Star Trek over Star Wars. And then, of course, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. You planning? Do you do a big thing for Cinco de Mayo?
Not a big thing. I'd like to go out the day after Cinco de Mayo. I'll have a margarita at home or something like that.
Oh, I see. You mean like because of the Taco Tuesday thing or what?
Well, no, it's just because it gets a little too hectic and a little too crazy.
Oh, I got you.
And then I'm like, I'm okay. I mean, when I was younger, I was definitely going out and doing stuff on Cinco de Mayo. But,
right.
You know, I mean, I'll probably go out and go to a little Mexican restaurant or something on Cinco de
Seis de Mayo.
But and it doesn't have the same ring, does it? But Seis de Mayo is going to be when the Chapman.
Yeah, we'll do tacos. We'll do tamales. We'll have some margis. I can only have any more. Yeah, you go and you get the golden margarita, right? And I drink like one golden margarita because the joint that I used to go to in Atlanta, it was one of those you had to hold the thing with two hands, you know?
Yeah.
And you drink one of them and you go, oh.
Okay, John. Okay.
Whoa. Okay. Wow. You know, how much cactus juice you got in this thing, you know? Wow. Oh, see? Now he goes to that card. Okay, well, but that's fair. It is May the 4th be with you. We are going to talk some Falcons today. We're going to talk some college football, believe it or not. And first up, the Braves. My question to you today about the Braves is, are they a long way away? Or is it just them getting healthy, getting their players back and starting to hit? Or are they a long way away? And do you think it's too early for me to start saying, maybe Snicker should, if he's going to leave at the end of the year, should leave now? Is that just too knee-jerk for you? 404-726-0929. John Fricke with you on a Sunday morning on Star Wars Day on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now, and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, I was just talking to Garrett there in the break, and I want to be clear about this, about when I talk about Brian Snicker and Ronnie Dyla. And I come on the radio and I say maybe it's time for both of them to immediately step aside. It's not an indictment of either of those. Snicker is right. The top three managers in the near, what is it going to be, 60-year history of the Atlanta Braves, right? The top three managers in the 60-year history of the Atlanta Braves. Joe Torre, Bobby Cox, Brian Snicker. And he's earned it. I mean, he's got the ring. He's got the, and he's done wonderful things. He managed to get a team last year. That team didn't deserve to sniff the playoffs. They won 89 games and made the postseason. How? I don't know. He did that. All credit to him. And Ronnie Dyla is a proven veteran, really capable head coach. He has a ring too that in his career. I mean, so, but it's just the mix. This is not an indictment of either guy. It's just that the mix just doesn't work. And the Braves have plenty of options for an interim manager. You know, Tuya Sosopo I mentioned, Eddie Perez, Walt Weiss, guys that could, you know, just a new voice in the locker room. And I don't know what the disconnect is between Dyla and the players, but there's a disconnect there. All I do know is every time Rob Valentino becomes the interim head coach, Atlanta United responds. So why not make him the interim head coach? And if he respond again, just leave him as the coach, for crying out loud. So, but, you know, it's like they overthink this whole coach thing. I'm like, okay, guys, it works. All right. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Kareem. Kareem, welcome to the show.
John, what's up, my brother?
Hey, what up?
Hey, man, out here taking a Sunday load in my semi-truck, man, no traffic. Easy
That's
money.
A good thing.
Hey, John, so, man, I was listening to you, and I had to immediately call you, right? First things first, yes, Augusta National is the top venue, top sporting venue I've ever been to. I do concur. I went to the Derby. I had a blast. I think I may have went to, like, the 122nd or so. Running.
That was quite a while ago.
Yeah, about 05 I went, 05 yeah, or so.
Right.
132nd. But, man, John, I got to totally disagree with you on, and I know you just came back to kind of clear it up a little bit, but to say, you know what I mean, let Schnick go immediately, it just, I mean, and I know you didn't mean it like this, John, but it was almost disrespectful, man. Like, you, if he's going to step away at the end of the year, he should, without a doubt, have the opportunity to be the skipper for the remainder of the year. And if you will just allow me to say this, because you did say this, and it was a good point you made when you was clearing it up. Man, the job that Schnick did last year with all those injuries, man, he deserved to be the manager of the year. And I really don't think it's Schnick, man. It's Braves holding. It's Braves holding, not allowing Anthopoulos to write the check when he needs to write the check. What say you, bro?
Well, I can't argue that it is Braves holding, and thank you for calling that what it is. People still say Liberty Media. Liberty Media anymore owns like 4% of the Braves, though it's really the same company because it's John Malone. But they're more interested in building, you know, buildings across 75 than they are in building a roster. No, I don't disagree here. And this is not so that we're at Kareem, we're on the same page here. This is not something that, because I've mentioned this before, it's not some kind of revelation I had. I've said that I don't think the Braves are going to make a move. I don't think he's going to step aside. They're not going to fire him. They're not going to force him. He's earned the right to finish the year. I'm not sure that that's a good idea. That's all. And I've said, look, he's a great manager who deserves to be able to make some of his own decisions, but maybe sometimes you make a decision that's in the best interest of the team. And when you're not even paying attention to Jared Kelnick hitting baseballs and not understanding that he was, you know, dogging it out of the, you know, thing, and you got Ronnie Acuña out there, you know, calling him out on the whole thing is just, I don't know. It's not fair to him that the injuries happen and that Brace Holding is not spending the money. That's absolutely 100% correct. At the same time, we are still back into where we were last year, Kareem. Do you agree or not that this team has no juice? There is no there with this club. Oh, we lost him? Oh, that's too bad. Well, drive safe out there on the roads there, Kareem. You know, I mentioned it last year, so I'll stay with it again today, and that is, you know, the Braves have a ton of talent. That's why I asked the question. You know, is this team a long way away from competing this year? Do they have to do something drastic? That's only a part of it. Or if they just get healthy and get Strider back and they just start hitting and they get Acuna back and they start performing. Look, right now I'm sitting around watching a team in a game where I'm hoping that the lineup turns over to Nick Allen and Eli White. Oh, good. Here come new. Do up in the next inning, Nick Allen, Eli White. Oh, good. All right, here we go. Look, those guys, God love them. Nick, Eli, you guys have been doing great. Keep it up. You're both, to me, you're on the team. You've earned a spot. So you're there, okay? So I'm really good with this. But when I'm watching 8, 9, and 1 and going, those are the, you know, Verdugo and that, you know, that's where I'm getting excited about the lineup. Yeah, there's a problem. Because, again, there's no there with the team. So, but I don't know. I don't think the season's, look, it's a month into the season. The season isn't over by any stretch of the imagination. They could turn around. That's why I prefaced at the beginning of the year, I could be totally wrong, and I could be sitting around here eating a big old plate of crow come October with the Braves having caught fire, and that's what I hope. That's why I ask, is it just them getting healthy and hitting, or is this team a long way away because there's no there, and if there's no there, if there's no juice in this team anymore, because there's a, again, we're talking about United and the Braves and the disconnect that appears to be taking place on both teams. Can you deny that there's a disconnect taking place? Because if you can, you're seeing things entirely differently than I am. Okay, both teams have a disconnect going on here. There is an obvious, they both have lots of talent. Atlanta United, Mike Conte said at the beginning of the year, player for player, they may be the second best team behind Inter Miami and the entire MLS. Player for player. So what's wrong then? So if the Braves have the second best roster in baseball behind only the Dodgers, you're seeing kind of that going on right now. What's wrong then? Yes, there have been injuries. I get that. But we can't use those as a whole excuse for the fact that you're non-competitive. Injuries mean that, okay, we might struggle a little bit, might not be, you know, a 100-win team. But non-competitive, because that's what they look like right now. They look like, at times, non-competitive. But they just went on the road. Yeah, they were playing Arizona and Colorado, okay? I mean, Colorado's non-competitive in ACC baseball, all right? So let's just go there. Philip is on with us here. Hey, Philip, welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I guess the truck drivers are hitting you up today. I'm a driver myself, but I agree with everything that Kareem said. Plus, I agree with things you said, too, about the disconnects and everything. But, you know, Brian Snicker, he's not throwing the ball and he's not swinging the bat. But I think they're going to have to make some kind of move or two, because it looks like the Dodgers are just intimidating everybody. And I don't know. I mean, you know what's out there, but I just they do look lethargic, what little I've seen them this year. But something's got to change, but I don't think it's necessarily changing the manager, because, you know, Braves are a class organization, and they need to let him ride out the
season. So what has to change then?
Buddy, I don't know. I don't know. They just look lethargic. I don't know.
See, I don't know. Doesn't work for I this is not Philip. I'm not being disrespectful to you. I'm just telling you, I don't know. Doesn't work for me. So we got to figure out what it is.
I agree. I don't know what don't work for me either. But I just getting healthy. I guess that will be a step.
Okay. Well, so if they get healthy, are you okay with, you know, just getting healthy and they'll start hitting pitching and play themselves and winning will solve everything and they'll be good? I mean, that's fine if you are. Because, that, by the way, Philip,
yeah,
that may be exactly what happens.
Yeah. Something's got to happen.
Yep. I mean, it may be winning. Barry Switzer, thank you, Philip. I do appreciate all you truckers out there. By the way, God love all you truckers. I am a huge fan of truckers. When I was a young man, long-haul trucking, not short-haul, but long-haul trucking appealed to me, and I just got into this business. There were a lot of things that appealed to me when I was a young man, when I was in my teens, and one of them was the freedom of the road. And I've driven the country coast to coast multiple times in cars. I've driven New York to L.A. I've driven all over multiple times. So I've driven all over the nation. I've probably driven 2 million miles in my life. Driving long distances used to be something I did a lot. It was the vacation I would take when I was in my 20s and I'm unmarried is I'd get in my car and go. I'd leave Atlanta and I would drive to Wyoming. I would drive to, you know, Boston. That's what I love to do. And that was I'd take a week off and just go drive. So I've been all over the country in cars. So because it's just something that I love seeing the country, love seeing the sights, love checking out things. In my 20s, I like going to the local bars. You figure that one out. All right. So anyway, 404-726-0929. And it may be as easy as getting healthy and hitting. Barry Switzer once said he was under fire for all the problems that were going on at Oklahoma. And one of the news reporters looked at him and said, you know, how do you fix this? And Barry Switzer looked at him and said, winning solves everything. And I thought about it for a minute and I went, yeah, he's right. No matter what the crisis is in your team right now, Falcons, Hawks front office, Falcons phone calls, whatever, Kirk Cousins, Braves not hitting, Atlanta United not scoring, whatever the crisis is in your team, winning solves everything. But getting to the winning part is the hard thing here.
Hey, John, real quick. So I think if you take away that 0-7 start, obviously it's in the record. It is what it is. But you take away that 0-7 start, and then you have these two. But coming into this Dodgers series, the Braves, they were on a 98-game win pace. So I think a lot of the reactions that we've seen from callers and from you here on the show, it stems directly from that start. And I understand.
No, not from me. Not from me.
But as far as what the Braves are or what they were for that period versus what they were as soon as they got back on the East Coast, it's a dramatic change. It was a dramatic change.
There's no there. Again, we're back to the same thing we were last year. There's no there for me. There's no juice. There's no fun. There's no joy in Mudville. They play with a lack of joy. And that's a serious problem to me. Let's squeeze Wendy in here right before the break. Hey, Wendy, welcome to the show.
Hey, so since the Battery is making so much money, is there any chance that the Braves will ever have a new owner? Like maybe the baseball operations would split off from the Battery and the other real estate? That's my question.
No, I don't think so. I think Braves Holding is, they're going to build across the across 75. They bought land over there. They're going to build a whole new thing over there. As part of the Battery, I think they're looking at more land acquisition. I mean, so will they spin the ball club off of the property division? I mean, they sold stock for a reason. I think, if anything, I don't believe they will. Wendy, I could be wrong. To answer your question, I don't believe they'll spin the ball club off of the real estate holdings. But is it possible that they sell the whole thing? Yes, it's possible they would sell the whole thing.
I don't see us ever catching up to the Dodgers with them as being the owners.
Yeah, it's the way I appreciate it, Wendy. It's one of the things I've always said. I preached it again yesterday. Atlanta has to quit trying to be, we're not Jacksonville, we're not Memphis. We are a major, gigantic, powerhouse international city, and our teams need to reflect that. I think to a great degree, Arthur Blank actually does. Now he's got another problem, though. Beyond Kirk Cousins, and that problem is Atlanta United. I'm glad the Drive won a title, that's for sure, for his sake. 404-726-0929, John Frigge with you on a Sunday morning. There's no there. And with our two teams that are in action right now, well, how do you fix it? Or you just hope it gets – well, I just hope it gets better. On Sports Radio 99 The Game.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Sunday morning, 10 till 2, 10:41 in the morning, going till 2 o'clock this afternoon. You are the guest at 404-726-0929. John Fricke with you. My buddy Garrett Chapman running the show. If you're on hold, Novell, Tommy, Brian, Carl, if you call in, I appreciate your patience. I really do. I understand sometimes it's hard to be patient. It's like calling into, you know, one of those damn things where you get on the phone and it says, your wait time is, and they, you know, 12 minutes, and you're like, oh, my God. And then they play some kind of elevator music, and it's just like, you know, forever. But I promise that if you do are patient, you will get on the air because the show is about you and your opinion. I just throw out kind of where I see things, and you give me your shout out on, as to what I'm saying or how you view things, which is what I'm interested in. That's why I ask you. Couple of quick DMs here, Garrett. One says, how come you haven't started your college football countdown? You know, I do that countdown every year, right? So on my Twitter or yeah. My, it's the expert. So I had to look it up because I haven't started it yet because it starts at 100 days and I had to do it in the math in the break. Don't make me do math at this hour on Sunday morning. It's 111 days to college football.
16 Saturdays.
111 days. Okay. So we haven't hit 100. That's why I haven't started the countdown. Also, somebody said you guys mentioned the top 10. Again, this is the top 10. I did it yesterday. I'll just breeze through it real quick. It's the top 10 sporting venues I have personally been to, my 10 favorite, and I've been to hundreds and hundreds across the nation because I've been doing this for 46 years. So, and Augusta National is number one. And then 2 through 10, you can throw into a hat and you can pick. And the other 9, for the because I wrote it down yesterday because the Churchill Downs is in the group. If you haven't been to Churchill Downs, you need to admit, it's just great. It's fun. But the other 9 are, in no particular order, Churchill Downs, that I think you need to do. It's like your bucket list. And this is without regard to whether or not you like the teams. Okay? I'm just talking about the venue. The other 9 are Notre Dame Stadium, Touchdown Jesus. It just reeks of history. It's great. My favorite college football stadium in the country, my favorite college football place I've ever been. I've only been once. I can't wait to go back. Banks of the Hudson, West Point, Army, Thin Gray Line, October, color change, just phenomenal. Just indescribable how great Army is. You wouldn't think it, right? Oh, it's great, dude. I still get goosebumps. It was incredible. Cameron Indoor, and I don't like Duke at all, but Cameron Indoor is pretty sweet. Brass and oak and the fans, and it's pretty cool. Indianapolis, the Motor Speedway, the Brickyard, standing on the Brickyard, driving around the Brickyard, going to the golf course, yeah, it's pretty cool. Lambeau was, first time I went to Lambeau, I went, oh, wow, I've been missing it. Okay. Yeah, Lambeau is really neat. You know, it just, the whole thing worked. Titletown works. You may have seen it on the draft. Lambeau works. Assembly Hall down the road, Indiana, Swopey walls, 17,000 people on top of you. You know, you walk in and it's one of those stadiums that goes, it's almost like a vertical stadium, like the old Omni. And so it's 17,500 people and they're just on top of you. You know, it's just, and you want to talk about loud. Whew. And then 2 baseball stadiums. The number 2 best baseball stadium in the world, Fenway Park, which is really cool. You ever been to Fenway, Garrett?
No, I've only been to Boston in the airport. So I'd like to go to actual physical Boston. I'm a history buff too, so I'd love to go just see the city of Boston.
You cannot, when you go in person, it's going to blow you away. When you go to Fenway, if you've never been, because it's far more radical than you expect it to be. Because I was standing down there, the first time I went was in 1986. When I was working at CNN to do a one-on-one interview with a rookie pitcher named Roger something, Clemens or something. Anyway, can't remember his name. I had done a thing with Roger Clemens before a game, and he was a rookie year in '86. And I was standing down at we were on the field, so I went into the batter's box, and nobody's out there. And I stood there at the batter's box, and I looked at the green monster, and I went, I can understand, Garrett, how this screws up everybody's swing. Because when you're standing there, you're going, it's right there. How can you not hit it? I could bunt the ball, and it would hit the wall. It's like right there. And then right field goes forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Not including the Penske pole, but it's like, boy, you get one into the bullpen out there in right center field, and you got to hit it about 9 miles. It's a weird stadium. And then, of course, number one baseball and also on the list is Wrigley, and you got to go when the Ivy's in a summertime day game, okay? You just got to go. The flags, the scoreboard, the Ivy, you know, Waveland Avenue, I mean, the whole thing. Wrigley is a place where if you go for a day game in the summertime, whether you like the Cubs or not, and the Ivy's in full bloom, and you once you walk into and out into the stadium, into Wrigley Field, and out of like you've had too many at the Cubby Bear already, and you walk across the street, and there's Addison and all that kind of thing, Sheffield Avenue, and you walk into the stadium, and you walk through the portal, and the stadium, you get out there, and the stadium opens up to you, and I stood there, and I went, oh, so this is baseball, huh? Because it just totally redefines how you view the game. You have to go to understand it, okay? You go, oh, this is pretty cool. Yeah. All right, let's get back to our topic at hand today. Novell, I had a friend of mine, friend is a relative term, acquaintance of mine named Novell back in the day. Novell Jackson, he was a running back. Novell, welcome to the show. Novell, we got problems in the town with the two teams that are playing, and I don't know what the juice, I don't know how to get the juice back on either of them.
Well, good morning, John. We have more than two teams, but we're just going to go with the two we're talking about, okay? I have a question and a statement in one. I guess it's a question statement. First, can we trade managers with the Angels?
It's a fair statement, Novell, to wonder how much they miss Ron Washington. It's a fair statement.
Yeah. I want to know, can we make that trade? That's what we need to do.
I don't know if baseball allows you to trade managers. I know in the NFL, you can trade head coaches because a couple of head coaches have been traded. I mean, that's legitimate. In the NFL, you can trade head coaches.
Yeah, well, John Gruden got traded. Managers now.
In baseball, you can't.
The problem is the manager is no energy. The team is low energy to no energy and very predictable in all phases of the game.
Yeah, agree. So how do you get, all right, so we can all define the issue, right? The disconnects on both teams. The question is, how do you fix it?
Well, like I said, it starts with the manager. No, he has no energy. He doesn't take up for his players. You know, we keep getting dinged and hit by pitches, most of them intentionally. No retaliation whatsoever from nobody, not even the manager demanding retaliation. So we get no respect in that game. We're a weak little young team, and it starts with the manager. And they need to spend some damn money. That's the real problem. They don't want to spend no money. Look what Free is doing with the Yankees. 6-0, and the boy ain't looking back. 6-0. What could we have done with that 6-0? Where would we be with 6-0?
Right. I'm with you, Novell.
All I'm calling for, John.
Yeah, no, and yeah, again,
we need
you
a
are
managerial
right.
trade.
I think there's a lot of issues here.
Nick to go. He's been here too long. It's time to go.
Thank you, Novell. Do appreciate it. Yeah. No, I can't argue with anything you just said because it's all true, at least in my book. Tommy's here. Thank you, Novell. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I have two things I want to ask you about. One, you don't have to answer if you don't want to, and I'll start with that one. Why do we not get you Monday through Friday and having a regular show Monday through Friday? I'm just curious because you're probably the best thing we have on this channel, and I was wondering if it's your decision or is it a company decision?
Well, I'm here right now. How about that?
That answers the question. And the second thing is, I strongly disagree with Novell because did you watch the first game the Dodgers were in town the other night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course you did.
Well, the long-haired hippie was playing I mean, chunking the ball very well. And the downfall started with the players, the play at shortstop where he flubbed the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another. I mean, I think it's the players more than the coach. I mean, a coach can only do so much. I mean, you put players on the field, you make substitutions, you do this, do that. But as far as not having any in the energy and all that, but I believe it just boils down to the players. Just like the other night, we were on a roll. I mean, he had a no hit. He struck out, what, first nine or some odd thing like that? But I think it's the players more than anything else, and I think that's where we need to focus our attention, because the outcome of the game could have been completely different had not it started with the shortstop flubbing the ball, and one thing led to another. I mean, you never know, but it will surely affect the psyche of someone pitching, I'm pretty sure. I just wondering what you thought about that.
No, Tommy, I appreciate it. I guess I'm not looking at it as a one-off here. I'm looking at it in a broader context. Work with me for a second, Tommy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that we have a graph, okay? And you're going to go over here to the beginning of Brian Snicker when he took over the team, which he took over a team with Freddy Gonzalez that was obviously young and really struggling, and he did okay. And then the second season, his first full year, they showed some promise, but they didn't. And then it takes off, and it's like the Dow Jones, right? And it climbs and it climbs and it climbs, and it goes through the COVID year, right? The 3-1 thing with the Dodgers down in Texas, and then it culminates with Soler and Max Fried and the World mm-hmm. Series, and then it crests right there, and it starts to go downhill. Okay, and even though it's still way above the line because they're making the playoffs and winning 100 games in back-to-back seasons, but you know, bowing out early, it started to decline. Is that line continuing to decline, or is it because it's? I think there's no right now. I don't see we're on the downslope of the roller coaster, and if we don't catch this, you see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, you mean we'll be back to like the old days of 6,000 and 7,000 people in the stadium?
Well, no, I don't know that we'll ever get to that. I think that they passed that point because for two reasons. Yeah. Because when I was going to Braves games in the '70s, when there were 3,000 and 4,000 and 5,000 people here, Atlanta had 1.7 million people. Now Atlanta has what, 7+ million people? They didn't have all the attraction of what they built at the Battery, and credit to them for doing that, I guess, to some degree. They've made it a social event, you know, sort of like the Hawks have done this. I think teams have figured out that, you know, I'll stop for a second to tell you, Tommy, Las Vegas changed when the hotel companies and the casino companies figured out that they were doing things wrong, okay? So you know what they were doing wrong? They were giving away hotel rooms for $9 a night, because at that time in the 80s, $9 was the daily room tax from the state of Nevada. So they were giving it, said $9. You just cover the tax, we'll give you the room for free, with the whole point of getting you in. We have 99-cent shrimp cocktails. We want you in the hotel. We'll give you almost free food, free rooms. We want you to gamble. Then they realized they were doing it ass backwards. And all the hotel people said, no, we don't want you to get gambling. Isn't what we want people to do. We want them to come and spend money on an experience, on a top flight room, on a top flight meal. That's where we make all our money. Gambling is going to be the attraction, but we make our money in that. So the Braves and all these sports teams figured out, you know, wait a second. It isn't about we're doing it wrong here. We've got to make it an experience. We have to make it we got to theme park this thing and make it about the food and make it about all this. Is why they parade out the food every year with these new contraptions that they have. You know, this is the super gigantic dog burger nacho 84 thing that, you know, I mean, they do that every year because it's about that attraction, about being, this is why they put all the things in the ballpark, you know, for kids to do. It's about everything else, and it's not about the team. I understand that that you're selling entertainment, so my point is they're never going to lose. They're never going back to those days of 7,000 fans. My point is you've got a young team that you've got to get a hold of, because this slope continues to slide down, injuries included. There's no there. We got to turn this around. We got these guys under long-term deals. We've got Harris and you know, Strider and Schwellenbach and Riley and Albies and Olson and Murphy and Acuna. These guys are under long-term deals. We got to start winning with these guys. They're too good to lose.
I agree with you 100%, man. I really do. But anyway, the reason why I brought up the first thing is I listen to this station every day because I'm out on the road every morning usually, and it just bums me out that we don't have someone like you on in the morning every single day because, I mean, you can only listen to jokes and non-sports.
Well, all right, I don't want to talk about another show. I really don't. I appreciate the shout out. I think they're a ton of very fine. Thank you, Tommy, for a very fine host on the station here. And you know, so I'm not some people's cup of tea. I get it, which is fine. I mean, I can only be me. That's all. Anyway, yeah, it's sort of like a Dow Jones here. I think we're on the kind of downslope here, and we've been going down, even though it's incremental. We've been going down and down and down and down, and I don't know, short of a managerial change, you're not changing the players, guys. They're under long-term contracts. So what has to give? That's all. Brian and Carl, I promise you, next short break, top of the hour, and back in the 11 o'clock hour on a Sunday morning with John Fricke on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.